You've been listening to our podcast, Getting Educated, Regulating Your Emotional Reactions, and it's been really helpful. Yet you know you could do better, be better, and you're wanting and needing more support. That's where our coaching service is a game changer. We're here for you when you need us the most, ensuring you have all the tools and resources at your fingertips, guiding and supporting you to be more effective. Our free rapid relief call helps you gain a broader perspective, commit to your best next steps, and determine what coaching support is right for you. Visit rapidreliefcall.com to book your call today. Welcome to the Journey Beyond Divorce podcast, where we invite you into a journey of healing and personal transformation that will radically change your divorce experience, heal your heart while refining your character, and set you up to be effective and feel empowered as you navigate the practical and emotional challenges of divorce. I'm your host, Karen McMahon, founder of Journey Beyond Divorce. My divorce brought me to my knees, and it also transformed me and set me on this path to help you. Why not turn this day into a celebration of the most enduring love of all, the love of yourself? After all, you're the person that you can always count on, that you will always be with, and with whom you would benefit to get to know better. You're beautifully unique and loving, and with so much to offer, who better to recognize today than, well, you? Why not make it a day to remember by creating your perfect date with yourself? Welcome to Karen Solos, your compass through the storm of high conflict divorce. Discover quick chats that are bound to ignite your curiosity, spark inspiration, and pave the way for transformative thinking and living. Are you eager to delve into a specific topic? We'd love to hear from you. Email us at admin@journeybeyonddivorce.com, and we'll make sure to weave it into our upcoming episodes. Hey, folks, welcome back to another episode of Karen Solos. Today is February 14th. It is Valentine's Day, and I want to toast you, the star of your love story. Valentine's Day, right? That time of the year where love is in the air and heart-shaped chocolates show up everywhere. And for some, it's a day of romance and love. For others, many of my listeners, it's more like a scene from a tragic comedy without the comedy. Now, if Valentine's Day just feels like another blip on the calendar, that's great. Carry on. However, if you find yourself feeling blue as heart-shaped balloons float by, here's an invitation to consider. Why not turn this day into a celebration of the most enduring love of all, the love of yourself? After all, you're the person that you can always count on, that you will always be with, and with whom you would benefit to get to know better. You're beautifully unique and loving, and with so much to offer, who better to recognize today than, well, you? Why not make it a day to remember by creating your perfect date with yourself? And so here are some fun suggestions for you to consider. I'm going to run through a bunch of them. Cook your favorite meal or order in from that fancy restaurant you've always wanted to try. Set the table, light some candles, and savor each bite. It's a dinner date with your favorite person, you. Or take a walk in nature, whether it's in the bustling city park or a quiet forest trail. Let the beauty of the world around you just fill your heart with joy. Or dance like no one's watching. put on your favorite tunes and have a dance party in your living room. It's a great way to shake off blues and get those happy hormones flowing. Or book a day at the spa or create a do-it-yourself spa at home, lighting candles, putting on some soothing music, and letting the world fade away as you indulge in a bubble bath or face mask. It's all about treating yourself like the royalty that you are. You might want to engage in a creative hobby, be it painting, writing, gardening, or puzzling, which is my favorite. Let your creativity flow and enjoy the process of making something beautiful. Now, here are a few others. For those of you who find joy in introspection and self-discovery, this Valentine's Day can be meaningful, a meaningful opportunity to deepen your relationship with yourself. Here are a couple of suggestions for that. Compose a love letter to yourself. Write a heartfelt letter to yourself. Highlight all of your beautiful, wonderful qualities, your strengths, your talents, your gifts, the challenges you've overcome, and the dreams that you have ahead of you that you cherish. This is a celebration of you in your words and something to go back and read when you need it. You can dedicate some time to meditation. Whether you're an experienced meditator or a beginner, focusing on acceptance and self-love and just sitting quietly and breathing and focusing completely and totally on you. Or start a journal dedicated to self-discovery. Write about your thoughts, your feelings, your experiences, your dreams and wishes. Reflect on your personal growth and the journey that you're on. And imagine your future self and all that you know you will be becoming. This can be a wonderful way to connect with your inner self and begin to set intentions for the year ahead. Or similarly, you could craft a vision board that represents your hopes and dreams and what self-love means to you, using images, quotes. If anyone has magazines around, cutting out pictures on magazines or doing a digital board, which there's plenty of opportunity to do. It's a visual representation of the love for yourself and your future. Or you could disappear into a book that uplifts and inspires, whether it's poetry or a great novel that resonates with your soul or a self-help book. Let the words nourish your spirit. Here's one I love. Create your personal anthem. Choose a song and create a playlist that represents your journey, your strength, and the love you have for yourself. Music is a beautiful and powerful companion in your journey of self-love. Or take a solitary retreat. If possible, spend some time alone in a place that brings you peace. It could be a day trip to a nearby town, a quiet spot in nature, a dedicated place in your home, and use this time to reflect, relax, and connect with yourself. Here's the thing. Valentine's Day is about love, and the most important love is the love you have for yourself. Each of these activities is a step toward embracing and celebrating the amazing individual you that you are. So be the hero of your own love story. Make this Valentine's Day uniquely and wonderfully yours. Happy Valentine's Day to the most important person in your life, you. And I'll be back again real soon with another episode. You've been listening to our podcast, Getting Educated, Regulating Your Emotional Reactions, and it's been really helpful. Yet you know you could do better, be better, and you're wanting and needing more support. That's where our coaching service is a game changer. We're here for you when you need us the most, ensuring you have all the tools and resources at your fingertips, guiding and supporting you to be more effective. Our free rapid relief call helps you gain a broader perspective, commit to your best next steps and determine what coaching support is right for you. Visit rapidreliefcall.com to book your call today. Thanks for joining us on the Journey Beyond Divorce podcast. I hope you found guidance and encouragement to help you along your journey. If you like my podcast, please take a minute to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. You can also visit us at jbddivorcesupport.com, where our team of coaches support both men and women throughout one-on-one coaching, group programs, online courses, and free resources. Stay tuned for our next episode, and I'll talk to you soon.